Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. I want to start with a maisa I saw. A maisa about a young boy who woke up one morning in a terrible fear. Schwitzing in his bed, he had an awful nightmare. And so he ran to the Beis Medrash, and he told the people learning the Beis Medrash that he wanted to do what's called Hatavas Chalomos. Hatavas Chalomos is something that you get a few men around to say that the dream's a good dream, it's all going to be for the best, it's not a nightmare. And before the men decided to do Hatavas Chalomos, they asked the young boy, what was the dream about? What was so bad? And he said to them, I don't really want to talk about it, it was a terrible nightmare. Absolutely terrible nightmare. So they pushed and pushed till he finally told them what his dream was, what his nightmare was. And he said that he was sleeping and he had a dream and he saw an image of the Ribono Shel Olam. He saw the image of God in his dream, in his nightmare. So they asked him, why was that a nightmare? That's a beautiful thing. You saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a high level. He says, no, but the Pasuk tells us, Lo sucha liro says, panai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no one could see my face, ki lo yireni adam b'chai. If man sees me, he can't live. And I saw God's image, I'm going to die. They said, oh, nonsense, you're crazy. The Gemara tells us that people only dream about what they think of during the day. And you were thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu all day long, and so you were zocha to see such a dream. But it's not a nevuah, it's not a prophecy what's going to be. It's just because you were thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu all day long. He says, I know that Gemara. I know you dream about what you think. But I wasn't thinking about God, even for 1 second of the day. I'll tell you what my day was like. I woke up at 6:30 in the morning. I had a chavrusa for an hour before davening. I then davened shachris at 7:30. Then I had 15 minutes for breakfast. I had a 3.5 hour seder. I had shir, then mincha. And I didn't think about God just once. This is what many of us go through our regular days of, whether it be ruchnius or gashmius, whether it be in tefillah or Torah, whether we're working or hanging out with family. Sometimes we just don't think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our life. So in a couple days from now, we're going to be celebrating Pesach Sheni. I want to speak a little bit about Pesach Sheni. But before doing so, I want to speak about another dream. This is a dream that many of you probably are aware of. It's one of those famous Gemaras in Shas. It's a Gemara I was zocha to learn recently with my son, Yishai Moshe, who's by my side. You can't see him on the video here. But we were learning Maseches Tainis together. And the Gemara talks about the famous great tzaddik Choni Amaga. And Choni Amaga had an incredible ability to daven for rain. The Gemara says that Shimon ben Shetach wanted to put him in Nidoy, in Cherem, because the way he spoke to Kadosh Baruch Hu, like a ben bayis speaks to a father to ask for whatever he wants and your father gives it to you. Choni Amaga had that father-son relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's a ben bayis in Hashem's home. And the Gemara describes that Choni Amaga was so bothered by a pasuk his whole life. The pasuk tells us, Shir ha'malos b'shuv Hashem es shivas tzion ha'inu kecholmin, the dream. Shivas tzion, it took 70 years for the Bayis Sheni to be rebuilt. And it says, Shivas tzion is like a dream. Who dreams for 70 years? You can't dream for 70 years. And so he saw a man planting a carob tree. And he says, who are you planting the tree for? You're not going to benefit from the carob tree. It takes years for it to grow. And he says, well, you know, my grandfather planted it for me, so I'm going to plant it for my children and my grandchildren. And lo and behold, Choni Amaga falls asleep right by that carob tree. And it's overgrown by bushes and shrubs, and he's lost for 70 years. He wakes up and sees that same man picking the carobs off the carob tree and says, are you the one who planted it? Says, it wasn't I, but it was my grandfather who planted it. And he says, oh, I must have slept and dreamed for 70 years. And he runs back to his house and he says, is my son home, my grandson of Choni Amalga, is he here? His grandson was in the house, and he says, what's me? I'm Zaidi, it's Choni Amalga. He says, stop making up lies. We lost our Zaidi 70 years ago, you're not him. And he goes to the base medrash, and he overhears the Talmidim saying, wow, the clarity and the learning is as clear as it was 70 years ago in the lifetime of Choni Amalga. And he starts answering all the kashas of the base medrash, and he says, I'm Choni Amalga. Say, no you're not. He's been dead for 70 years. Stop making up lies. And the Gemara says that he had this chalishas adas, and he davened to Kadosh Baruch that he should die because, as the Gemara tells us, O chavrusa, O masusa. Either you have a friend, a partner, a family, or death. Being alone, being by yourself is like death. And he davened and he died. So, the Avoda of Pesach Sheni, the Maral says, is all about living by yourself, b'yichidus. How do we understand this story of Choni Amalga? And how do we understand the Avoda of Yechidus, of being by yourself? The Maral says that Pesach Rishon is the Avoda of the Tzibur, of Klai Yisrael coming together to bring one carbon, the carbon Tzibur. And Pesach Sheni is the carbon, the Avoda of the Yachid. It's the Avoda of the Yechidim, he says. So what is the Avoda of a Yachid? We know that any Yachid who is Tamei, Derech Rechoka for Pesach Rishon couldn't bring in the Karban Pesach, so he had to wait till Pesach Sheni. So a few individuals, a few Chidim were able to bring the Pesach Sheni. So it's the Avod of the Yachid this coming week. What is that Avod of a Yachid? What does it mean to be by yourself? To be alone? Because it was something that Choni Amalga wasn't able to do. He couldn't be by himself. He couldn't handle the pain, the chalishas hadas, the depression. So there is a Gemara in Chagiga that tells us, quotes a pasuk, that v'shavtem ereisim bein tzaddik l'rasha. Know the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. Bein eved elokim l'asher lo avdu. Between those who serve Hashem and those who don't serve Hashem. So the Gemara says, what's a tzaddik and what's a rasha? What's an oved elokim? What's an oved lo oved elokim? What's the difference between the terms? And the Gemara says that one who serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu and one who doesn't is the difference between eino dome shone pirku me'av pamim l'shone pirku me'av echad. One cannot compare when you learn a perek, when you learn a halacha 100 times to when you learn it 101 times. 100 times is an incredible feat. Yet 101 times is even more. So what's so great about the 101st time? So the Gemara gives a mashal of you rent a donkey for 10 parsos, it's at 1 zuz. Oh, you want to go one more parsa extra, 11? That's double the price. You want a custom-made furniture? You want a private jet? That's more than double, more whatever the amount a jet plane costs, it's much more than a regular flight on economy, more business, and more than a first class. You want something above, it's much more valuable. 100 times is one level, but 101, you're pushing yourself above the limit. Eino domo. That's an Oved Elokim. So the Degel Machane Ephraim says something incredible. You know what it means to learn Me'ev Echad versus Me'ev Pamim, 100 versus 101? The difference is that Me'ev Echad is when you're Machnis the Echad. When you incorporate HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's Echad Ba'olam. You include HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your Limud. You include HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your Tefillah. There's one thing to learn, but to learn for Kavod, to learn for intellect, to learn for power, but to learn for Me'ev Echad, 100 plus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life, into your learning, into your tefillah. That's what Me'ev Echad. That's Oved Elokim. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that tells us that a scary Mishnah, very scary Mishnah, All of us are very liable in this mission many times over. That Rebbe Du Staib, Rebbe Yanai Mishum, Rebbe Meir Omer. A person who forgets one halacha, one din that he learns, ma'ala lavakasuv, the Torah considers it as if ke'ilu mischai benafsho, he's chai misa. He's liable of death for forgetting one item that he learned. One dvar halacha, one mishnah. So now, you and I, all of us, perhaps there are a few individuals on earth who have not forgotten what they've learned. But 99.9% of the world has forgotten at least one thing that they learned. So how are you supposed to deal with such a mishnah? And perhaps the answer is obvious now that I'm setting the stage. But the great Tiferes Shlomo, Shlomo HaKarmi Radomsk, explains that the echad that we're talking about is not an echad of davar halacha. It's not talking about a davar mishnah. It's talking about the ikar halimud lishma is l'shem Hashem. Kutcher bruchu. That's the davar echad. The yechidu shal olam. It's about bringing the Kadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. When we go to work, when we go to play sports, when we go to exercise, when we hang out with family, vacation, yontif, Shabbos, learning, tefillah, we can't forget about the echad. I saw a maisa once that a bacher in Bnei Brak was having a hard time finding a chavrusa. It happens often. You can't find a good match. He tried learning with different people and no chavrusa was matching up with him. And he was very troubled because he can't learn without a chavrusa. So he asked the Eitza from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim gave him the answer, which he probably didn't want. But he says, "What the best chavrusa is to get a Gemara. Take out a sefer and learn with a Gemara and that will be a chavrusa." Who wants a chavrusa with a sefer? The sefer doesn't talk back to you. The sefer doesn't ask kashas to you. There's no shakli v'talya with a Gemara. But the truth is, I don't need to prove Rav Chaim's advice, but the Mishnah Avo says this. The Mishnah tells us, "Ase lecha rav, k'nei lecha chaver." You have to buy yourself a friend. The Pashup Shat, like Rashi tells us, you need to find a friend because tovim shnayim in echad, two are better than one. A partner in marriage, a partner in learning, a partner in business. When they have two people, Reish Lakish, Reb Yochanan, the tension, the questions, the answers, the chidushim. When husband and wife are talking about their children, different perspectives. So you need a chaver, you need a friend. A friend in marriage, a friend in business, a friend in life. Tovim shnayim in echad. But Rashi also says, and people don't know this, he says, Yesh omrim, what you know it means to be kana lechei chaver, to buy a friend, it means to buy svarim, to buy a sefer. To sit down and learn with the sefer, learn with the Gemara, that's the best chavrusa you could have. My kids make fun of me when I, during the day, if I go out to, get lunch somewhere, a bagel store, I go by myself often, I take my Gemara, I sit down with a bagel and a Snapple, and I have my sefer. Aren't you embarrassed to go by yourself to the bagel store? Like, who sits by themselves in the bagel store? You go with someone or you take it to go. See, I'm not embarrassed. I've got the best chavrus in the world. It's me and my Gemara. It's my best friend. My kids know I carry wherever I go. So it's easier when you have the sefer in hand. Because you have something to hold on to, something to see. But this is a lesson. It's a message that even when we don't have that sefer, when we go to work, there's a Kadosh Baruch who's right next to us. He's the Echad. And that's what the Mishnah tells us in Arvos as well, the Pirkei Avos, the Perek Gimel, Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyun Omer. Shnayim sheyoshvin, two people are sitting. Vein beinayim divrei Torah, there's no learning. Harezim Moshev Leitzim. Just like sitting at a stadium wasting time, watching a sporting event. Now, again, I appreciate sports. Those who know me know I really do. Basketball games, hockey games, football games. But let's be honest. We do better things than going to a baseball game. Certainly a baseball game. I mean, ask my son. I've gotten so many dapim of Gemara learning between pitches, let alone in between innings. It's Moshev Leitzim. So there's a mila going to games with kids and as recreation. I'm not speaking out against it. But Moshev Leitzim, if there's no Torah, it's Moshev Leitzim. But if there's Yesh Beinayim Divrei Torah, you're learning, the Shechina is Beinayim. You brought the Shechina inside. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, Ein li ela shnayim, I only know if two people are learning. How do I know afilu echad, even if there's one? She yoshev osik b'torah, the Kadosh Baruch who's there. Yasha b'dad, when you sit alone, the Pasuk says in Eicha. V'yidom, and you're silent because you learn by scanning the Sefer, you're not talking to anyone. Kinat alalav, the Shekhinah is present as well. No matter where we are, as alone as we could be, the avoda of Yechidim on Pesach Sheni is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always right across from us. We may not see him, we may not hear him, but he's there with us. Says the Arukas Abosim on that mission, I think, if I remember correctly, I know a few of you were in Hungary with us last summer. We went to visit the kever of the Aruch HaShulchan. And I believe right next to Aruch HaShulchan was the kever of the Arukas Abosim. And so the Arukas Abosim says on that Mishnah, when afilu b'yachad, when you're sitting by yourself learning, he says, you know what that means when you're learning by yourself, b'yachidus? So how could that be? The Mishnah says in order to be sharp in learning, you need to have two people learning there. You need Tamidei Chachamim who are sitting in Osik Batar, Bad Bibad, one against another. How could you sit by yourself and learn? Says the Arukas Abosim, Misha Yoshev La'asuk B'Torah, and he is Miskavein L'Kai Mitzvos HaBore. And he davens to Kadosh Baruch Hu that his learning should be Emes. His learning should lead to Maisim Tovim. And to Midos Tovos, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting right across from you. The Avodah Pesach Sheni, the Avodah of a Yachid, is to realize that you're never B'Yachidus. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is always right across from you. Bein beruchnius, bein begashmius. So that's the case. We have to ask the question. Choni Amago, a great tzaddik, a ben bias in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's house, if you will. So why was he so depressed? Why didn't he see the Shekhinah? He spoke to the Shekhinah. He spoke one face to face. How come he had such a chalishas adas? O chavruso masusa. He had the best chavrus in the world. Better than a sefer. He felt the Shekhinah right across from him. Where was his chalishas hadas? And so I was thinking about this question all day long. I even put in a call to Rav Weinberger to see his thoughts on this. I'll share with you in a few moments what that thought was. But Pesach Sheni, we have to understand what Pesach Sheni means, to be by a yachid, to be a yachid. Shemesh Shmuel writes about Pesach Sheni, this week's Parsha. Take a look inside. Parsha Emor, there's a special section, Pesach Sheni. The Medrash says that Pesach Sheni comes b'zuchus atzmos Yosef. Yosef Tzadik was the one who earned this Pesach Sheni. The Parsha Pshat is because the ones who became Tomei, who had to do Pesach Sheni, they're Tomei because they're holding atzmos Yosef. They were carrying the Aron of Yosef, so they had to have the Pesach Sheni. This is Yosef's fault, if you will. But in Chassidus, the Shemesh Shmuel says, there's a different inyan. Just like Pesach Rishon was the avod of the tzibur, of the klal, of the community, Pesach Sheni is the avod of the yachid. What does it mean to be the avod of the yachid? Like the Maral says. So Pesach Rishon, the simon of Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, the simon is a tle, a sheep. And the sheep, when you hear the sheep make their noises, the baz, however you call it, the baying, it's all one sound. There's this uniform group. There's a flock. The sheep go in flock. They stay in flock. They stick together. There's one group. Iyar, this month, it's the mazel. The mazel of the month is a shor, an ox. Oxen don't go in flock. They don't go in groups. They don't go in herds. They go by themselves. They're single, individual persons and animals. The Shvatim, they were a group, but not Yosef HaTzadik. He was separate from everyone else. Yosef HaTzadik was a shor. Shor hader lo, the Pasuk says. He was a shor. He's an individual. But individual doesn't mean that you're by yourself and you're secluded. Individual means you're a trailblazer. Yosef HaTzadik was a trailblazer. He led the way to Mitzrayim. And when you're a trailblazer, when you're a leader, leaders aren't teams, they're not groups. Leaders are individuals. A Rebbe, a Tzaddik, a Rav, they're an individual. But what makes them a leader is not that they're sitting by themselves in a corner, in a room. What makes them leaders is that they're able to give to others, to be mashbia. I'm reading an incredible book, Give and Take, about giving and taking, about great leaders are ones who give. Ashur, an individual, a yachid, is really a giver. Yotzer Tzaddik, what he did was he collected all. He collected all of the food of the world to be mashpia, to give everyone else. What it means to be celebrating Pesach Sheni, the avod of a yachid, is to realize how you as an individual could be mashpia, to give to others. That's what Yosef Tzaddik accomplished. So a neighbor of my parents was Nifter a year and a half ago. I knew him well. Now others here knew him. We have David Kamenetsky, Zetzal. Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky, the Manal here in the Five Towns of DRS, is the son. And so he lived right next to my parents, mamish next door. And right after he was nifter, Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky, his son, got a call from someone that he wanted to donate a Sefer Torah, Lila Nishmas, his father of David Zetzal. And he didn't want anyone to know who was giving it, but he shared the following story as to why he wanted to dedicate a Sefer Torah in his memory. So David Kamenetsky spent his life in Chinuch and MDS and YNJ, and I think Camp Manovo was the camp. And in Camp Manovo, this particular, the donor of the Sefer Torah when he was a young boy, so he couldn't find his way in life, and he was a low yutzlach, wasn't successful in sports, in school, in yeshiva, and he was really mamish, the last straw, ready to just give up. And if David Kamenetsky, those who knew him, had the greatest, biggest heart, love and warmth. He ran an incredible team minyan in Tinek B'nai Ashurin. And it was the quietest minyan anywhere you could find, any of the shul, yet he never yelled, he never screamed. It was just with love and warmth. And one day he comes over to this young boy in camp and says to him, I want you to be in charge of the canteen. And that was considered a very, very chashuv job. And the young boy said to himself, wow, someone believes in me. I believe in myself. And he said that moment changed his entire life, that he believed in himself from that moment that Rav David Kamenetsky believed in him. And he went on to be a successful businessman and wanted to dedicate a Sefer Torah in his memory. What it means to be a Rav, a Rebbe, a Mechanich, a teacher, a leader, a parent, it's not to have your own achievements, but it's to give to others, to mashpia to others. So, Chodi Maga was a great tzaddik. He was a great leader. He saw the Shechina there. Our lives are not meant to be living alone with the Shechina. It's to recognize the Shechina, but it's to live amongst the people. Chodi Maga, when he says, I can no longer be mashpia, no one trusts who I am, my family, my base medrash, my tamidim don't think it's me, I can't be mashpia. My tafkid is over. Yes, I see the Shechina. I'm not alone because of the Shechina, but if I can't be mashpia to others, what it means to be a yachid, to gain from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to give to others, that's it, I'm done. And these were the thoughts of Weinberger shared with me this afternoon. And I'd seen the Ben Yehoyada says this very point. That more than a child wants to nurse from his mother, the mother wants to give to the child, the Gemara says. And the Chodi Magal was full of chalav milk shel Torah, he writes, chalav shel Torah harbe. He wanted to give, he wanted to nurse the Talmidim, his family. And no one believed him. And that was so incredibly hard. To be a yachid, to be a leader, to be a rav, a tzaddik, it means the ability to give to others, to be mashbia to others. That's why it chalishes adas. There are times in life we're meant to be alone. Shmoneh Esrei. Silence, just me and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that lasts only for a few moments. And then we step back and we're in the tzibur. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim once a year, by himself, no one at all is allowed in the Ol Moed. And how long is he there for? For seconds. The Gemara tells a text he's allowed to say, a very short text, and that's it. He's given a time limit of like 30, 60 seconds at most, and get out of there. Because our life is not meant to be lived, be yechidus. There are moments we have to just meet a Kadosh Baruch Hu. His bonus is very important, but we need to come out of that zone and be mashpia to others. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spent a lot of time in the kever, in the caves. But it's a time to come out and to share the Torah with the others. The pasuk at the beginning of creation says, Lo tov Lios Adam Levado. Man is not meant to be alone. Meant to have a spouse. Meant to have a wife, a husband, children, family, Talmidim, friends, a community. So the Avodah of Pesach Sheni is to live B'Yechidus, just a few moments of Yechidus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But to come back down and give to others, because those make the greatest leaders. I tell my children often, you know what made David HaMelech the greatest leader, one of the greatest leaders? It's not because he did what he wanted, because he was in charge, or he was, had his own agenda, but because he made sure everyone else was taken care of. A shepherd, a roe, makes sure all the sheep have grass to eat. What does a shepherd gain from this? Gain some wool after a few months. But a real leader is making sure you're giving to everyone else. That's a true leader. So it's about balancing between that special relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, being levado with the Shechina, and then sharing it with others. So I'll finish off with a story, a letter I just read recently in one of Rabbi Spiro's, its newest book. And it's a story about a young lady whose name was Shana Miriam. And Shana Miriam grew up in Poland, in Mir, Poland. And she was looking for a husband, for a soulmate. And she had a very, very bad resume. She was a Yosoma. She didn't have parents. She didn't have money. She was very, very short. She wanted to marry a guy in Kollel, couldn't support him. And she davened every single day for a shidduch and nothing came. And her friends started getting married, having children, one, two, three, four children, and she still wasn't married. One day she sat down and took a pen and started to write the following letter. It was addressed, La'avi Shebashemayim, to my Father in Heaven. My name is Shana Miriam and I'm begging for your help. A number of years ago I lost my father. I don't have any money to give as a dowry, but I only want to marry a Ben Torah, Yir Shemayim, the true Oved Hashem. Nothing else is important to me. I don't care about money. My friends are all married and they have families of their own. Please help me find my Bashert. Your devoted daughter, Shana Miriam. And she folded the letter, put it into an envelope, and addressed it to La'avi Shebashemai, my Father in Heaven. And she walked to the outskirts of the village and placed it on a ledge and let it fly in the wind. That letter, with her in the Shechina, as she's looking to connect to someone else. And 3 days later, a young man named Yitzchak Yechiel Davidowitz was walking outside the street. He was learning the base medrash and needed some clarity of mind. And so he saw a letter on the floor and picked it up and saw it was addressed to La'avi Shebashemayim, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and found that quite interesting. And he read the letter and he saw an incredible letter inside, signed Shana Miriam, but there was no number, no address to find this lovely lady. So he asked his Rebbe, and somehow the Rebbe made a few phone calls and found out who she was. And the story goes on that they got married, and he ended up being a great Rosh Kola, Rosh Shiva Mashkiach, a Rebbe of Rav Yaakov Yitzhak Ruderman, and others. And it's all about speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu one-on-one and being connected to the Tzibur, to the Klal. Pesach Sheni is not known as a great Yom Tov, it's for the Yechidim. But it's really for the Tzibur to tap into their Yechidim, to tap into their individuality, their ability to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu on a small level. Because even when a person learns by himself, with just him in the Sefer, her in the Sefer, the Shechina is Beinayim, the Shechina is right across from us. So we should take this lesson and realize that no matter what we do, no matter where we are, the Shechina is with us. And we should be zocha to see that day soon. We have that Yichud Hashem with the Achdus, Bayomahu, Yeshem Echad, Ushmo Echad.